Good evening, I'm Blaine Friedlander. Welcome to Sidelines. Today's guests are from the Cornell Gymnastics team, Emily Santoro from Freehold, New Jersey, and Maddie Pearsall from LaGrange, Illinois. Welcome, Emily and Maddie.
Thank you.
Congratulations, you're the vault champion of the nation.
Thank you.
Tell us about that.
Well, there were a total of 48 gymnasts competing on vault because it's six people from each team and there are eight teams. And then the top 10 qualify to finals. So there are 13 of us total competing because they had three ties that they counted.
Any kind of stress related to vaulting? Any pressure?
It was a lot of pressure the first day on team prelims because you want to do well for your team, and we wanted to make it to finals on Friday. So I felt a little nervous about that. But then team finals, we were doing well, so I wasn't as nervous. And then Saturday, when it was just individual finals, it was just for me, and no one else was like counting on me, so I just had fun that day.
Well, I'm going to turn back the clock a little bit. Tell me about when you got into the gymnastics and the difference between being a gymnast in high school or club sports and college.
Well, in high school and club, you usually do all four events at every meet. And then you also get two vaults in high school and club, and in college you only get one, except for on the individual finals day we had to do two, and then they average the two scores on that. So, and in club and high school, it's all for the individual mostly, and then in college it's very much team.
And Maddie, the same question. tell me the difference with regard to clubs and Cornell.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, capitalizing on her point, college is about the team. And a lot of meets we go to, there aren't even individual awards. It's just top team standings at the end of the day. And in high school, you know, you compete at the same time with your teammates, but really, you know, it's about individual success, you qualifying for this, that, and the other thing. But since coming to Cornell, it's been, you know, all about the Cornell name, and that's what I love about it.
Well, now, Maddie, I'm going to brag a little bit about you. First of all, you're a USAG All-American and an ESPN The Magazine Academic Selection. How cool is that?
It's awesome. I've been a student athlete my whole life, and I take both realms very seriously. So to be able to come to a school like this and excel in both, it just really means a lot to me.
Well, you're also an engineering major
with
about a 4.0 GPA.
It's true.
And now, how do you do that?
I'm a nerd. I'm an engineer. I'm whatever you want to call it. It's time management. Like I said, it's nothing, you know, I haven't done before. It's all through high school. I had, you know, school all day, 4 hours of gymnastics, come home, homework. It's, you know, I'm sure she's got the same thing. We learned very early how and when to get things done. I spent a lot of time in the basement of Duffield. I spent a lot of time in study groups and just knock it out.
But what's your time management secret?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Okay. Every day.
Okay. In liquid form?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Whatever form you can get it.
What kind of engineering are you going into?
I'm information science.
Information science. And what do you plan to do in your future?
I'm still not really sure. I'm kind of exploring my options. I want to be a business minor, and my concentration is management science. So I want to go into the corporate world, and you know, the idea is just working on people and their interactions with technology and making efficient decisions. And I think that kind of logic is what gets me. I like those kind of problems. So I'm going to try to find something in that niche.
Okay. Well, Emily, same question. Now, what's your major is?
I'm double majoring in history and archaeology.
Now, what do you like about history and archaeology? What do you find fascinating about it?
Doesn't she like?
That there's no math. But
math component isn't there. Okay.
Yeah, I've just always loved history for some reason. And then my grandparents live in Williamsburg, so I was always around like the colonial Williamsburg and archaeology, so I've been interested in that since a young age.
Oh, that's very cool. So you got to visit your grandparents and see Williamsburg?
A first-hand experience of all that history.
Okay. Now, as far as archaeology, are we talking colonial America archaeology or other places?
Well, right now I'm just studying a variety of it. Like, I'm taking a biblical archaeology, which is like ancient Israel, and I've taken like nautical archaeology, which is like shipwrecks. So right now it's just a broad thing, and then you have to go to grad school to like, once I decide what exactly area I want to specialize in.
Have you ever been to an archaeological site?
No, this summer I'm hoping to dig at one.
No way.
Hopefully, I applied to one at Jamestown. I haven't heard back yet. It's supposed to soon. So that would be awesome if I could dig at Jamestown, because that's also one of my favorite places.
have you read about Jamestown and archaeology, what the finds are?
Yeah, I've taken a historical archaeology class, and that was one of the sites that they focused on. It's also in history books and everything, too.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask Maddie, what did you like about Cornell University that made you decide to come here?
I think immediately what drew me here was the amazing mix of academics and athletics. And, you know, all these student athletes who are just amazing in their respective sports, but who also take academics so seriously. And the support that we get from our coaches here. A lot of schools that recruited me I think were a little scared that I wanted to be an engineer and a varsity athlete, because it's not very common and all these things. But Mel and Paul, our coaches, are so great about helping us with anything we need academically as well as athletically. And, not to mention the team. The team is fantastic. They're talented. Since we don't have scholarships, everyone in that gym wants to be in that gym. They're doing it because they love the sport, not because someone's paying them to be here. And it's just a great mix, and we do well, so I feel like I'm not missing out on either world.
Well, that's the same question for you, Emily. How did you decide to come to Cornell?
Well, similar to Maddie, I really liked how the gymnastic team was competitive and was high level, even though we take our academics seriously, and just how well I thought I would fit in here at Cornell with the team and with others that I met. Just really liked it.
I want to talk about some of your team members and some of their successes. Can you, either of you, tell me about your team?
I'll just talk. We just went to Nationals, and as you mentioned, Emily here is our national vault champ, but we actually had 5 All-Americans, meaning that in prelims they finished in the top 10. And so Emily made it on vault. Myself and Gabby Sanguinetti actually made it on bars, and we ended up tying for 3rd place, which is awesome. Emily Link, who's a senior, made it for floor, took 5th place, and Melanie Standards is a sophomore, and she qualified for beam. So it was just awesome to have that many girls competing in event finals, and to have 4 of the 5 place in the top 10 was just awesome.
So is that unusual for a team to have so many gymnasts place?
I really wouldn't think so. At least I know for us, we're pretty good in that we always have a couple girls in event finals, and it's just college is so nice because you can specialize in events. So when in club everyone does all 4, in college you may only do 2, but it really gives you time to focus on those 2 and be the best that you can be. You don't have to worry about the events that maybe you weren't good at or you didn't really like. You can focus on the ones that you really do like and that you'll do best to help your team on. So
how long were you at Nationals? How many days? 5 days? 4 days?
5,
and we competed for 3.
So what did you do during the day?
Studied.
A lot of people had to take tests before the meets and the nights of. I know Gabby took one at like midnight after finals.
Yeah. We missed a lot of school. We were gone Tuesday to Friday, but aside from the schoolwork and all that stuff, we just kind of got to hang out. We explored Texas a little bit. I know I at least went into the college town city and had fun. People laid by the pool.
Yeah, it was sunny. That was nice.
It was nice to just kind of relax away from Ithaca while still, being really focused on
a little bit different from Ithaca, right?
A lot different from Ithaca.
Very different.
Sunshine.
Yeah, it's actually late April and it's snowing.
Yeah.
Right now, so
yeah.
It's still snowing in Ithaca. back to your college introduction to Cornell. What was your first time here? What was it like?
I came on a recruiting trip when I was still in high school, and it was late fall. I came, and how recruiting trips work, you usually come on a Friday. You'll come, you'll explore the campus, watch practice, and then get to hang out with the girls through the weekend. Now, for me, when I showed up on my flight, it was pouring rain. Continued to rain until I left on Sunday. But it doesn't take away from the campus is beautiful, rain or not. But
so you had the full throttle Ithaca experience.
Hit me in the face second. Okay. I got off the plane, yeah.
Now, Emily, how about your trip here, your first time here?
I came in October for my recruiting trip, and it wasn't raining or snowing, luckily, but it was still pretty chilly for that time of year. But I still liked it. Our coach took us up to the top of the clock tower. That's always
I did the same thing, went up to the top of the clock tower, and something I haven't done since I've actually been a student here.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I should go back.
Tell me about engineering a little bit, and I'm going to go back to engineering.
Sure.
You're a woman who is an engineer and striving to be an engineer. What's that like in pretty much an all-male profession?
You know, it's kind of interesting just in the dynamics. I have a lot of guy friends.
Boyfriends.
Yeah, lots of boyfriends. I get made fun of by these guys all the time because I'll go to study groups and it'll be me and four guys around a table. And, you know, it's just like, oh, what's Maddie up to? We're doing homework. Don't worry about it. But, you know, I haven't really had an issue with it, I think, as long as, especially being a woman, you're able to get out there and, you know, just kind of be outgoing and throw it out there. The guys will respect you and they'll get it done. And it's the same as being an athlete in engineering. You know, there's not a lot of those either. And I find we find each other and, you know, we have a lot in common and
Oh, good.
It works out.
I see a lot of team chemistry here. Is this true pretty much on the team? You're having a lot of fun. I mean, tell me about the team chemistry.
Absolutely. Our team is very close. I'd say we're all like each other's best friends. We hang out together. Most of us live together. Mm-hmm. We're just always
together.
So you're junior, so you're going to do the same thing your senior year?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And is that typical among teams at Cornell? You know, that they live together? I know the basketball team does.
The basketball team, yeah. I think it is. I mean, I think just sports kind of foster, you know, friendships. And, you know, the second we came in, the first people I met on campus were the gymnasts, and they're the ones that take you out. And we spend so much time together that it's natural we become really close friends. And so when you think about who you want to live with, it's your friends. And I immediately think of these guys. So
let me ask you, your first semester here, was it a jolt in the face on how hard it was, or was it a piece of cake? Either one of you.
It was coming off senior year in high school where you kind of have senioritis and stuff. It's kind of a wake up call again, but it's once you like learn to and get back into time management again, it's not that bad.
I actually feel like I have a kind of different story in that my first semester, I thought it was amazing. I was in class 9 to 12 and that was it. And in high school, I was in class 7:45 to 3. So, you know, it's just like I came here and I'm like, I can do this. I get to sleep in. I'm done by noon. I can take a nap. I can go to practice. I can like... I thought it was fantastic.
Did it change your sophomore year or a second semester?
Oh, things picked up. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Now, away from the balance beams and the uneven bars and the vault, your team does a lot of community service. Can you tell me about the community service that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, just this past Saturday, we did Bowling for Kids' Sake, which is to benefit Big Brother, Big Sister, which is something that we do at least once a semester. We go to the Ithaca Youth Bureau and set up like little bars and mats and have little kids do gymnastics and they run around. And then on Saturday, we bowled, and that was to make their donations for them. So that was fun.
I think Big Brother, Big Sister is so great because, like you said, we go down to the Youth Bureau and, you know, I think every little kid goes through their gymnastics phase. And so we go down there and, you know, you stand them in a line and you go, okay, who's done gymnastics? And everyone's hand shoots up. It's like, all right, show them what you've got. And so, you know, we've got kids just flinging themselves around on mats and it gets a little scary, but they have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. It's a great way to kind of get involved.
So this is an afternoon deal with kids flinging themselves.
I mean, we'll just go down there, like I said, but once a semester, we'll try to go down and just spend an afternoon with them. We, you know, do the gymnastics thing, and then, you know, we just kind of do whatever else we want to do, go to the park or play board games or whatever they want. But it's just so they can have fun. And
any other community service that you are know about?
Well, we do adopt a family every year around Christmas where, you know, we kind of gather money and then we go out and buy, like, things, clothes, toys, food, that kind of thing, and it goes to a local family. And,
I was just going to say, isn't there a number one fan right now that you have?
That was the next thing I wanted to go into. I don't know if you want to
We adopted Riley through Friends of Jacqueline. She's a five-year-old who is sick with cancer, and we made her an honorary team member, and she just comes to most of our meets. She just came to our banquet. She's really cute. It's always good fun to see her there and enthusiastic with us.
Well, tell me about Riley.
Riley, she has a brain tumor. She actually just found out December of last year, and so late January, early February, we kind of heard through the grapevine about this girl. She's from Ithaca and loves gymnastics, you know, does gymnastics. And we were like, what, this found this organization, and we just thought it'd be a great way to kind of pull her in. And so we've adopted her into our team, and she actually just went through radiation, so she's doing very well. So had a successful round of radiation, and
excellent.
Like she said, you know, she comes to our meets, we bring her out, and she is one of our biggest fans. I'd like to think we're one of her biggest fans, you know, behind her, trying to help her and her family out. But so I'm like finishing a routine and having her there on the sidelines, both hands up, you know, ready to high five you.
Well, do you, and I understand you also communicate on the internet with Riley. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well, she has a website that she has like journal entries that gives updates on how she's doing, and then there's a guest book that we always sign and like leave messages for her. We send her videos when we're away at meets, yeah, saying hi. Just try to keep in touch when she can't be with us.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So, that's awesome.
Speaking of, hey, Riley.
Hi.
I'm glad that was a shout out to Riley. Excellent. And I want to thank you both very much for the interview. I also want to do a shout out to Riley as well. Get well soon. And, well, Maddie and Emily, thank you very much for joining me here on Sidelines. And until next time, let's go Red.